I feel like recording. I'm in album mode. I've said that three times before I got on this podcast. I'm in album mode. Spit it out. I'm in album mode. Album mode. Again, I feel like I'm an artist when I get behind this mic because it's artistic to lay out your thoughts just how you think them, just how you think them, just how you're thinking them, and to promote you to do the same. Hi, my name is Noren Todiase. I'm Nigerian, 28 years old, black, beautiful male, by way of Dallas, Texas, by way of Fort Worth, Texas, by way of Nigerian. I already said that, but there's a podcast focused on beating the hell out of your negative voice, conquering the inner critic, and triumphing over it. If you picture yourself in a ring, it's you versus your mind bully. This is the exposure and the insight to what's happening in that ring. I know it's so beneficial whenever you see and hear stories of people challenging their inner critic. And I don't know if I said inner critic or inner credit. I'm going to keep rolling. Even just that, me showcasing that I mess up sometimes, that's life. Because in our lives, there's so many of us that portrays a version that we think people like, that we think is accepted, that we think is this perfect person that will be welcomed. But we silence who we actually are, who we really are. And when you do that, you feel isolated because the real you isn't allowed to shine. You're almost robotic in the way that you act and move with people. Whenever you try to be someone that you're not, you shrink. But what happens when you shrink and the person is still loud inside you? What happens when you shrink and you're silenced inside? And I understand that I just said loud, spit it out. I just said silenced and I said loud. But it's like you're crying out for help. You're crying out to express yourself. But then you're also silenced. It's a fascinating concept, and it's a concept or a way of living that we all go through. I don't know about you listening to this right now, but I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I'm done walking in trying to act like someone I'm not, to be someone cute for you. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. You go somewhere, you go to an outing with friends, and you're trying to pump your chest up like you're the guy, you're the man. Especially as a male, you go somewhere and your ego turns on like, ooh, I got to look like I got it. I got to walk like I got it. And I got to be articulate. I got to be emotionally intelligent. I got to be cute today. And you're not sharing actually who you are. Your unique trait, your God-given trait is who you are. And since when does God call us to be perfect? Since when do we show up trying to please people? When did that change, that shift come into play? Because for me in my life, usually, and I struggle with this in childhood, pleasing people, trying to be like them, trying to be like the fellas outside, doing the wrong things because I was lost. But that's never who I am. And that never who I was. It's frustrating when you look back on your story and you realize that, bro, I wasted time trying to be something I'm not. I wasted time trying to fit in. Why do we get this the most when we look back in high school or middle school and you tried to fit in and you realize the way that we rationalize it now is I ain't never gonna see them people again. I didn't never talk to them people again. And if you were to tell your little cousin, your little sister, anybody that's younger, boy, be yourself, break free, enjoy yourself. Whatever you want to do, do it. Don't worry about what people say about you. It's so easy for us to understand after the fact when you leave that place. But you can't even look at yourself in the face, in the mirror and say, that advice that I would give to younger me, I'm not taking that advice right now. If I was honest, when I leave the room, when I leave my house, when I go into social settings, I'm trying to be like everybody else. If I was honest, when I try to be like somebody else and I get the acceptance, the laugh, the approval, I try to be like somebody else again and again and again. And you're learning how to be everyone else. Accept yourself. What a life to live. A life that's not yours. What a life to live when you're always going to be you inside, but you've chosen to be like everyone else on the outside. It's dangerous. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And thankfully, honestly, I don't live my life like that. But there's definitely situations and times where I fall into that. Point A, whenever I go to social settings with people that, oh, they look like they got it, or they have money, or there's opportunities. Let's say this podcast, and I want to put it on a real publication and get out the stories. Not for me, but I truly am passionate about what I'm doing here. And I truly believe this is ministry, my ministry on how to serve people. Preach everywhere, but sometimes I use words. Yes, I curse sometimes, but hello, I ain't perfect. But that's kind of what I say, my maxim. Preach everywhere, but sometimes I use words. Sometimes I'm talking to you, but sometimes I'm listening to you. I'm seeing eye to eye with you and understanding your story and what you go through and showcasing why that's beautiful for a person like you. Where you are now, it's so beautiful for you to be here. Like, I love showcasing stories like that. And I'm saying that because whenever I get into places to where I meet people and they can help this platform showcase and get spread to the masses, it's almost like I try to be someone else. And it's so beautiful to write and journal every day because you become self-aware. You become knowledgeable or cognizant on how you act, and then you could change it. So when my mind really gets me to say, oh, just fit in, try to be like that, try to talk like them, try to have my whole life story put together. So when somebody asks, who are you? I put it together in a 30-second, what is it called? Elevator pitch? No, hell no. I actively push against that. And be myself. Obviously, there's a way to articulate yourself in a fashion. But then I'm like, bro, I'm not showing up like nobody like myself. Nobody outside of myself. Even that's why strategically, I literally don't edit because that's me. And there's different podcasts for the cute and cut. And no, there's so many fakers. There's so many fakers. People need to understand and see real examples of people trying to build a life outside of what people know them as. Point A, I'm a basketball player. No, I am not a basketball player. I'm a person who happens to have the skills, the traits that I work for to become good in that sport, but that's not all that I am. I also like podcasting. I also like sharing stories. I also like storytelling. I also. What is the I also for you in your life? I love that I'm getting back to these random riffs because that's the essence of who I am. There's a lot of sides to you that you don't share. Why? Why? You don't share because you care too much about what other people think about you. You're wasting time. You're wasting time, bro. You are wasting so much time. Imagine. You had a daughter, had a son, and you know this son has so much potential to do great things. And you understand that, bro, whatever he wants to do, he came from you and you crafted him in a way that he can do it. Probably a bad example because I'm putting you as God. Imagine if you're God and he gave you everything. All the traits to do what you want in this life. And he gave you power and he gave you a helper, a Holy Spirit to marshal and move on this earth. You're in his family. You're a member of the body. That's what I say to me. So I'm saying that to you. I'm a member of the body of Christ. I can do what he do. I can move as he move. And greater work shall I do is what my pop said in his good book. So why sometimes do I let my mind bully get in my way? Why do I let my mind bully tell me false advice? Why do I let my mind bully get so loud at times that it drowns out my real sound? If I'm being honest, all the time on this pod, or before this pod rather, I've been thinking about how do I do a keynote speech on my life? And how do I give proof to why mental health is important? Why mental health is important in my life? Why showcasing and being vulnerable and authentic, why this is important? How do I prove why God is real? And all these, I know it sounds crazy, but I always think like, how do I prove it? 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 What am I even a credible source to speak on this information? What credentials do I have? What I think about this often and not, and it's real lately. It's like, but now I'm realizing that's a tactic. That's a trait. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's not just physically. It's mentally. It's spiritually. It's emotionally. Try to attack the thought, the ideas that's crafted from Christ himself, that placed in you to have it, to even start this. It tries to devil's advocate, devil's advocate, devil's advocate. I understand why they call it devil's advocate, because that's not Jesus's advocate. That's not God's advocate. So why do I always accept and allow devil's advocate in my head? They'll have me second guessing what I want to build and what I want to start and who I want to connect with and where I want to go. Devil's advocate never helped anyone do anything. And if it did, it's temporary. Because devil's advocate will always win if you allow it to win. I'm done. What are you done with? What are you done with in your life that will help you actually start living your life? And living your life for you. Living your life for you so you can help others live theirs for them. I honestly just want to see you grow, because I'm on that journey as well. In every area of my life, I want to grow. My health, my wealth, my relationships, mental health, physical health, emotional health, my finances, budgeting, growing, investing, my relationships, interpersonal, romantic, should be only with one, but in every area of my life. And it is, but I don't have one. But anyways, but in every area of my life, I want to grow and I want to see you grow and I want to build a community together. I am so hard on myself about that one tactic, that one piece, because I'm realizing that's the most important thing. But I'm one person and I feel so bad when I can't text everyone back. I feel so bad when I can't be on Instagram or live or communicating all the time. I feel so bad when I can't reply. And it's not a pity. What was you? Oh, look at you, Mr. Pop. No, I really love conversation. I love getting to know people's stories. And it's been a challenge building this and thinking, and how do I add more material and how do I equip myself with the right information to go again and to, whether it's an interview or a talk, how do I instill that in myself and connect with other people? I strategically did not play basketball this whole season for this podcast, for this show, for these stories. I got a call from God that says, this is important. This is what I'm building in you. And so on the outside, your physical body, what you see, you're like, bro, ain't no money coming in from this. Ain't no none of this. What I don't get to travel as much. I do travel, but like if I'm playing, I'm traveling this city, seeing this player. I've had to find and dig deep to find a different version of myself to grow. Because God prunes, takes you through a season of pruning, through development. I always say to test you to see if that shit's sweet or not. If that shit's sweet, it's going to crumble. If it's on solid ground, it's always going to stand firm. And so part of me is like, I'm ready, God. I'm ready. I'm ready for the next vault. Vault me in there. Put me somewhere else. I'm ready. But I'm also learning patience in this season and knowing that this is a purposeful season. I'll look back and say, man, yeah, I was meant to do that in the exact time that I did that. Because that changed my whole life. If you're in a season in your life right now that you want to get out of, do me a favor. Sit down. Get you a good notebook. Get you a good pen. And write how you feel. Write your thoughts. Write your feelings. Write your emotions in this moment. Write where you are. Write the environment and the people that are around you. And remember it. Because this is the moment where you changed forever. This is the moment that you wrote down how you feel. And as you keep working, after you get up off that seat, after you keep working to be where you want to be, you could always look back and say, that's the moment where I said yes to me. That's the moment where I understood that I can be more than who I am right now. That's the moment where I chose to run into all of me. The only way to run into all of you is to pause and to understand that this you is not the you that you want to be. It's to understand that I need to become self-aware to know what I can no longer accept in my life to get to where I want to go. And when I go to the place that I want to go, and I'm tested again with these same thoughts, ideas, the suggestions, the feelings, when I'm tested again, I got a cheat sheet or I got a reference. I could look back and say, damn, I was tested there. How did I get out of it? You got a little cheat sheet to how to keep going. And that's everything. Be yourself. Be yourself. You hear this all the time, but when you really sit and wrestle with it, you can be honest with yourself and know that you're not being yourself. You're so worried about what everybody else thinks. If you're going to give that advice, you got to be able to take it. Because you don't want to look back in your life and say, damn, I should have said yes to me earlier. No regrets. And the way that you start to see yourself in a higher regard is to stick with your commitments with yourself. Like if you're sitting there and you say yes to yourself today, you say, yes, Norrence, I'm going to take me seriously. I'm going to take my desires seriously. I'm going to take what I want for my life seriously. I'm not going to fold and act like anybody else. I'm going to show up as me. When you say yes to that, you know that it comes with opposition. Everybody else in your environment aren't going to just change and say, oh, that's how they are. No, you're going to have to fight through it, be resilient and say, no, this is how I'm showing up every single time. I don't care about what you guys think about me. I'm going to show up. And it's only going to get harder until it gets easier. Because not only those people are knowing and learning who you are, you're learning who you are. And it's not how you're projecting. You're learning, oh, this is how I am. And I'm staying true to who I am. And I'm building a case study of my life. And if it's a habit tracker, you're tracking how many times you show up. And you're always saying yes to you. And when you do that over time, there's a deep conviction that grows inside of you because you know and you're confident and you're proud of who you become because you haven't folded. You haven't folded like you used to. You stayed true and you stayed disciplined in who you actually are. It's a discipline to show up as you every day. It's a discipline because the easiest thing is to show up like everybody else, to fit in, to be silenced. The easiest thing is to be who you're not. The hardest thing, the more fulfilling thing, is to be who you are. I was looking at my notes like 2 days ago. I'm glad I remember this. I wrote down, it's so easy. It's so cheap and easy to be a hoe. And then I was like, dang, can I say hoe? Yes, I can say hoe. And the way I wrote it, it was like H-O. And it'll make sense after this. I said, it's easy to be a hoe. It's much harder and expensive. Yeah, I said expensive. It's expensive to be holy. And I said H-O because H-O-L-Y, it just looks better with writing. Anyways, it's so cheap to be a hoe. Spit it out. It's so cheap to be a hoe, to be a whore. It's expensive to be holy. It's expensive to discipline yourself and stay true to who you are, regardless of what everybody else is doing. It's expensive. I like expensive taste. I always used to say, I'm pricey. You can't afford me. You can't. You can't afford me. I'm pricey. Yes, I am pricey. Costly. I cost a lot. And it's not because I think I'm better than other people. It's because I know what family I belong to. I'm in Ujaseman, thankfully, but that's not the family I'm talking about. I'm talking about the family of Christ. I'm a member of the body of Christ, and I say it proudly, and I stand 10 toes in who I am and my light, and I shine that light wherever I go. I say, Lord, let your gentleness be made known to all men, because you're at hand. You're at hand. So shine through me. Don't let me get in my way with all my selfish desires. Let me get out the way. I don't care about what they think about me. I'm a shine. I don't care about if they looking ugly to me. I'm still going to show love in a way. Let me not get my pride in the way, because that's my thing. I get boastful and my ego gets in the way. And when somebody look at me sideways, I'm looking at them like, what's happening? Because I am 6'9", 240, looking good, and I can throw hands. But I got to let that go and understand that there's more to life. And understand my motive in life is to share the one who changed my life. I might put this out today because, quite frankly, I was editing an episode for hours just now, and I'm supposed to put this out today. I say today, but on Monday. I'm doing this on a Sunday, but I don't know. I'm just real passionate right now, and it's a moment that I want to get out to the world now. This is an art form, and it's a place where I can express my thoughts and feelings and emotions, and I'm so privileged to do it. And so when I know that my words, how they come, can help someone now, I want to get it out now, because when I wait to get it out, I lose the essence and the feeling that I had when I made it. So I'm like, I don't do well with organization that way. Well, let me not say that. I'm big on my word. So I don't want to say I don't do well. I'm experiencing some challenges with organization, right? And so when I don't, have the same emotion, the feeling, the that pull towards it after the moment when I did it. I'm just like, eh, it never gets put out. I have so many voice notes, so many voice memos I recorded that I'm supposed to put out, but I never put out. And then I don't even go back and check it because I don't know the context on how I felt. But I know what I'm feeling right now, and I know this can help someone. So I'll probably put it out, but I'm just motivated by life itself, and I'm inspired by many stories that I see of people running into who they are. I was after church today. I went to church, Shoreline. Shout out Shoreline. I got to serve because there's a lot of beautiful women there. It sounds bad, but that's why I go to a church. I was having a conversation with a gentleman. I've said this on here before, and I'm not ashamed. That's who I am. And that's the truth. I get up every single morning at 6 and I have my time with my Lord. I worship. I pray. I'm in the spirit. I read the word. Then I watch a sermon. Shout out Stephen Chandler. I watch him. BWI. I like his BWI is a church in Baltimore. As I keep going, church in Baltimore that I watch every morning at 7 on Sundays because there's a time change. And so before 9:30 Shoreline service, I'll watch a BWI. Before that, I'll have my own time. So when I'm going to Shoreline, I'm already filled. You feel me? Armed and dangerous. You feel me? Without the church, I'm armed and dangerous because I got a one-on-one relationship with my Lord and Savior. Hell, you talking about? But when I'm going there, obviously I'm going for the word, and it was a good word today. But yeah, another thing I'm going for, I'm going for a little lady. Yeah. So I'm saying that because a lot of the times I feel isolated in what I'm doing. I'm living with my folks and it's just me, my mom and me. Me, my mom and me. Me, my dad and me. Hello. And privileged to have a big house to where there's days I can go days without seeing them, which is a privilege because of the space, but it's not because of proximity. And a lot of times I get in the mode of work, go work out, write, read content, and don't see them and don't see people. And so I'll be locked into what I'm doing without the connection to other people. I say that because I need to serve. I need to serve in the church and get around community and get around people that are chasing what I'm chasing. And it's not perfect people because our church is filled with broken people. But one, that church got beautiful people. And two, they got people that are running or chasing after what I'm chasing after in your life and your moments and your days. You need to know that community is so important. You cannot be who God has called you to be. You cannot be who you want to be by yourself. That's not how we were built and crafted and designed by an intelligent designer. And mind you, I ain't gonna lie. If he had a paintbrush, he gave me a couple more strokes than y'all folk. Anyway, you've been crafted by the one. And the one said, when two or three touch and agree, I'm gonna pull up and be with y'all. You feel me? There I go preaching without words. I am preaching with words right now, but when you do life with other people, when you do life with people alongside what you want to build, if that makes sense, who cares if it doesn't? When you do things with under the other individuals, as I spit it out, I'm stumbling over my words, tongue tied and twisting. Just do life with people. Because you can't plan the outcome. We are such control freaks in our life. I know I am mainly that I want right now. If it's too late, I'm like, oh, there's a voice, a mind bully in my head. You better go to bed because you won't have things right. But you're not allowing yourself to experience what could be. Like you're so chained to what your way is. You're so chained to your schedule. You're so chained to, I have an opportunity to see who I want and not see who I want. That's not the way life is supposed to be lived. That's why there's a beauty in going to college. There's a beauty in being on a team because you got to do things with other people on different time zones and tracks and everything. You can't just say, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do this. Nope. you going to do what the team do, and you don't got no choice. So this moment away from teams, it's been a challenge to remind myself that, because you can get so locked into your world and it limits your worldview. I've said this 100 times on this podcast. I will say it 101. Your life is not about you. And I just realized that was the first time I said that. So your life is not about you. It's about how you can build from the traits that you have inside of you to give to other people, to serve other people, to love on other people, to grow and to build whatever you want to build with other people. So I've been saying, find yourself and stay committed and consistent with being yourself, but to know that you can only help other people if you are yourself. You can't help them build from what they want to build and do it collectively and become themselves if you don't know yourself. Because you'll have this inner turmoil, this inner fight that won't allow you to even love anybody. Because you don't love yourself. Because you don't love yourself. And there's a point in my life where I felt like I didn't love myself. When I was in Germany and I was going through a tough time, I felt like I didn't love myself. When I lost 2 family members, got hit by an 18-wheeler, I felt like I didn't love myself. When I was sexually assaulted earlier in my life, I didn't even know what love was, and I definitely didn't feel like I loved myself. I felt like everything outside of me had to love me for me to love me. Until I was in a moment in Germany, and I'm sitting in my bedroom of my 3-story house, Alte Seilerei in Bamberg, Germany. And I'm looking up at the ceiling, and not on the wall because I had a projector and it was playing some random music. I was looking up at my wall, and I understand that I'm 7 hours away from family and friends. I'm now scrolling on Instagram for the last time. I just put my phone down and said, I'm all alone. I'm by myself. While life is going on back home, 7 hours away, no one actually knows what I'm going through. No one actually cares what I'm going through. What do I say about what I'm going through? I'm at a moment where I realize that none of that actually matters. No opinion actually matters, except the opinion that I have of myself, crafted from my Father God Himself. And I say I was in this moment because all the voices, the negative voices that I had of my coach saying all these things to me, I'm worthless, I'm useless. I'm just an American boy that doesn't understand Europe. We don't wear do-rags in Europe. We don't just berating, belittling. I was accepting that every single day. I was accepting that 9 p.m. curfew. I would go home. There's no teammates of mine that don't have wives, so I'm by myself. And I can't go out because the German government will come to my door and give me a fine. And all my family and friends are 7 hours away. When I understand that no one physically is coming to save me at this moment, I'm going to have to look at this ceiling and search myself and say, who am I? What do I believe about myself? Who do I know myself to be? Why am I accepting the voices of the outside? Why am I letting my mind bully? I didn't name it at the time. Why am I letting this negative voice in my head accept what other people are saying about me? Who the hell am I? What do I say about me? when I'm in these times, and when you're in these times where it's a make or break moment, when you're in these times where that negative voice reminds you of your past, of the shame that you had of your past, or you're only playing basketball and powering through it because you feel like your cousins would have wanted you to play. And how could you stop playing this game right now? Because that's why they came and watched you play, and they got hit by an 18-wheeler. So you got to make it. You got to do it. You got to. And now you're in Germany and you have a torn hamstring. You have a concussion. Now you're in your room and you're probably not on the team, and you're trying to battle back on the team, and you're in back and forth with your agent on how I'm not doing anything to hurt this team, but this guy, this coach, this GM and the coach all in one makes no sense why they should be in one. That's problematic, but they're all in one. And he's making it very hard for me to be on this team because I'm hurt and because it's a big money club and a big prestigious club, and it's his first year. He wants to get the weakest link out, because if you're an American overseas, you have a lot of pressure to perform. Obviously, if you're hurt, you can't perform. So it's like, get this guy out and force him out. But if he does anything wrong, we can force him out and he can accept that. Mind you, I'm smart enough to know, you ain't gonna push me out of here. I'm gonna fight. But when the fight comes, and you forget who you are through the fight, it gets tough. That's where you're challenged. That's when you're looking up at the ceiling. And now looking through the ceiling, wondering where God is. My God, where are you? God, don't you understand what I'm going through right now is tough? God, do you understand that I did nothing wrong right now? And it's almost laughable at the things that are said to me that I'm accepting. It's almost laughable. It is laughable. So I'm the hardest working there. Early, before anybody else. Late, after everybody else. And I'm still getting called these things. If you're listening to this and you're in that breaking point, you're in that questioning moment, you're in that moment where you feel like there's no other way to go, I'll tell you that there is. I tell you that there's a reason that you're here. And you're not a cosmic accident. God made you for a purpose. God placed intention behind you. You're intentional. You're purposeful. You are someone to do great things in your life. And sometimes it takes these moments to understand that through everything that I'm feeling, through the racing thoughts, I'm still here. I'm still here. Despite the negative thoughts that come to my head, I'm still here. Despite the outside noise, I'm still here. Despite the thoughts and the feelings that I even have in myself, I'm still here. Why am I still here? Why am I here? It's for a reason. It's for a purpose. It's to do things that you don't even understand and can't see yet. Went on a rant right there because I know that the greater faith that you have in something greater to pull you out of where you are is when your life starts. But it's not asking for a miracle. It's asking for you to look deeper inside of you to know that God placed greatness inside of you. And you have to have faith, a greater faith that you can do the things that you want to do in this life with his help. Because when you've done it your way, when you've allowed these negative voices and the outside opinions to cloud what you think about you, you've allowed it. When you've allowed these things, as you're looking up at the ceiling, wondering where God is. But when you realize what God crafted you and made you with, and when you just ask these questions, it's funny how quick God shows up. And it's so quick because he didn't have to just show up. He's been here. And sometimes it takes the breaking point moment to simply ask the question, God, are you here? It's funny how quick you get that answer. My mom texted me a preacher and I started feeding on his sermons. And the emotions rush because I recognized that the negative voice that I was coming up against was extremely intentional. It's for a reason. The inner critic didn't want me to survive another day. My mind bully didn't want me to still love, still have joy, still have peace, still be myself, still grow and push for more, still push past adversity. Wanted me to quit. But as you know by now, that's not how you were crafted. Realize how you were crafted and what you were born with, and that you can triumph over anything that you go through. And when you get it twisted about you, you can go back to who made you. If you like this podcast and you like anything that you heard in this, do me a favor, rate and review this podcast. It means the world to me to share these stories because I know it helps you and that helps other people. Till the next one.
Hey, Genix, you going off.